looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
It's a hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Like, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right, it's episode 31, Gateway Race Report from the Road.
From the Road.
Quick warming up the tires. We're going to talk just a scotch about news. Not a lot of news, just a bit. Just a scotch. Then we're going to talk about Gateway, and then we got to transfer over to Portland.
We do.
Because by the time you're listening to this, one of us is already going to be on the West Coast.
Yeah, you will. You don't have to work this week.
Yeah, except I have to go home, repack.
Yeah.
Like, no time. No time.
Speed laundry.
Yeah. What do I need for the next week?
Yeah.
All right, let's get over the bridge. All right, as far as news, I think first we should update. Everybody should know about Wickens. And if you don't, A. Schmidt-Peterson and the IndyCar body is doing a great job of making sure that they put out timely and proper releases. He had spinal surgery on Monday, and as of yesterday's race, Saturday night's race, he was alert. He was awake and he was talking, and that was the first time he had done all three of those since the crash. So
that's excellent news. He did have some orthopedic surgeries later on in the week for his arm and his legs. But yeah, it's great news to hear that he's awake, alert, and talking.
Yeah, that's always a great sign.
It is. So.
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting.
We are.
Yeah.
And other news.
Oh boy.
Lily pulled sponsorship from Connor Daly. So. Derek Daly got fired from Wish TV.
Yes. Because?
Because he used the N-word in an interview in 1983.
Yeah, like.
And I am hardcore against using the N-word.
Right.
However, I think firing somebody for that when it's something from 1983 is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
If he had used it last week, absolutely fire.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference as far as Derek is concerned. With Connor, it's complete and utter bullshit.
Because Connor wasn't even born when this happened. And
yeah.
So Lily pulled sponsorship because they wanted to avoid any, you know...
Backlash,
et cetera, which I can guarantee they're getting...
More.
Much more backlash from pulling their funding than they would have gotten at all over the Derek Daly thing.
It's... stupid. I mean, it's just the stupidest thing ever, and God, it's a bad decision on Lily's part. I'm very disappointed in Lily is a Hoosier company. That was a Hoosier driver, and you did him dirty. I mean, you did him dirty.
They did him dirty, and he's not just a Hoosier driver. He is, like, hometown hero, fan favorite.
Yeah.
He was voted fan favorite when he didn't even have a ride.
Yeah. And now he's doing the whole A1C thing. With Roush, and I mean, it was, oh God, it was bad decisions on everybody's part.
Yeah, it's such fuckery.
It is. And unfortunately, actually, he did not finish the race because there was a equipment malfunction in the car. So that's a shit cherry on a shit weekend.
Yeah, it is.
But he got to try it. I think that was exciting. You know, hopefully. We can see him back in IndyCar next year full time, so obviously, apparently, not with fucking Lily as a sponsor.
Ugh. I mean, I just hate that.
I do too. Like,
You can do better, Lily.
You can. You can do better.
You can do better.
Be better.
All right, well, let's wrap up our weekend at Gateway.
First of all, our weekend started earlier than we thought it would.
It did. It started Thursday. We went to Fan Fest at Ballpark Village.
Because we're cool like that.
Yep. And we got to hang out with Max Chilton.
Talk gardening with Max.
We did.
Which needs to be a YouTube.
It does. He needs to have a YouTube channel.
Where he gardens.
Gardening with Max Chilton.
I would I can't help him because that's in England, but I think he should do this, Max.
I would 100% watch it, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I would.
I'd be so about it.
Because secretly we're Meemaws.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love talking about gardening.
Oh, yeah. I just haven't had time to really work on mine this summer, so I'm really upset.
I always think it looks nice when I come over, though.
Thank you.
What you have looks very nice.
It can be better.
I mean, I feel like a garden's one of those things where you're never really done. Like,
that's
you
true.
Always can add something else, though.
Or, like,
change something.
Something else.
But yeah, so we got to hang out with Max Chilton. We also got to hang out with Oliver Askew, Parker Thompson.
We had the two of them. We got to sit and chat with the two of them together, and that was just a blast.
It was. And Dalton, I don't remember his last name, we talked to him for just a few minutes. So that was fun. We got to see everybody, kind of start the weekend off, and Thursday was your birthday.
Yeah.
So then after Fan Fest, we went to the casino.
And
as you do.
When there's a casino nearby.
And had a good time.
Threw some cheddar at the state of Missouri.
Sure did.
So you're welcome, Missouri.
You're welcome. And then got up Friday morning. And it was rainy.
It was hotter than, or not hotter, it was wetter than shit out there.
Yeah, like it was.
It was, whew.
Yeah, raining so much that we didn't even put our tent up until that night.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We waited. Multiple places, we just waited.
We just waited, just hung out, waiting on the rain to stop.
Yeah.
Which there was not really good signage when we got there. And there weren't a lot of workers out because it was raining, which I get.
I get,
but there's nobody, like, really even directing you where to go. It took us forever to figure out where the fuck we were supposed to be. And then we weren't even in the right spot, but we stayed there.
Because the other place was a mud pit, and nobody camped there, so.
Yeah, the place we were actually supposed to camp, there was actually nobody that camped there. They ended up just parking cars there. So, yeah, the organization of the weekend.
A little off, actually.
A little off, yeah. I mean, I know that we have high standards, because we have the IMS. But yeah, like, no signage and nobody out there directing. And there were the people that were there, like, at that one
where we
area
were.
Behind one and two. We could ask them questions, but they were actually just there for VIP parking. And so they didn't know shit about shit. They were just like, VIP parking's over here, and there's an information tent over there. And they were the only people who were out 100% of the time.
I wouldn't say that, yeah. I mean, I get it, but I feel like maybe. I thought I heard that they were doing a lot of volunteer work, which is fine, but,
maybe had a couple more training sessions on there.
Maybe more training sessions for the volunteers.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's cool that there were a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, I think it helps overhead, it helps people get involved, like, the community then is involved, but they did not, know what to do in a lot of places.
They did not. So, but, the track itself was super cool.
Yeah.
And I love being up high because you can see the whole track. Oh.
That's kind of what I enjoy about shorter ovals is you can see everything. And I know that Pocono is a super speedway, but I bet there's places you can sit on Pocono and see everything. But for the video screen, so.
Yeah, except for the video screen, and we can see the entire track at Pocono.
Yeah. But that's kind of what I like about this one is you can see everything.
Yeah, I love that. I really love that. So, yeah. So, Friday was kind of a wet day.
Friday was just a weird, weird day to begin with.
It was. And so, quals ended up being canceled because of the rain.
Yeah. So, they just did it by points.
They had, like, a very short practice session that got...
Like, started and stopped and started and stopped.
Yeah. And then...
They had evening practice.
They did, which they did an hour and a half.
Which was fantastic.
It was.
I'm sure... I'm assuming teams were happy about it.
I would think so. I mean, and I've never seen them go that long without a yellow.
Yeah. It was like the last 15 minutes they had a yellow for track inspection.
Yeah, and it was for track inspection.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even...
Just like, well, maybe we should take a look.
Yeah, just in case.
It's been a while. What's happening?
But yeah, like, to have nobody get squirrely or kiss the wall or any of that, like...
Especially since, you know, it was still damp. I mean, the track was dry, but... It was damp.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we regretted not bringing our jackets into the stands.
Because that's how we live our lives.
Right. God. There's always at least one time in the weekend that we don't bring a jacket and we regret it.
Or we bring too much and we regret it.
Yeah.
It's fun. We're learning as we go.
A lot of trial and error on this show.
Oh, God, yes.
But yeah, so I enjoyed the practice session too, though, at night, because I hadn't seen that yet.
That's true.
It reminded me of the 24 when I was watching them on the backstretch.
Yes.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Rolex.
That, you're right.
I enjoyed that. We had to do all kinds of cool shit with IndyCar Nation this weekend.
It was a great weekend for IndyCar Nation stuff.
Yeah, which they are having the Race of Sonoma, hashtag Race of Sonoma. Race of Sonoma is your code.
And it's two with a...
It's the number two?
Yeah.
So all Legend memberships are 20% off. So if you're going to be on the West Coast at Portland or Sonoma, now is the time to join.
And I would join. I mean, if you're going out there, definitely join, because the people who are going to go to, like, especially Portland are going to be, like, a lot of first-timers, but if you're a member, or if you're not, you should join, because I bet it'll be real easy to get a lot of the experiences.
Yeah, I bet that there's not going to be a lot of other IndyCar Nation members out there.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have a lot of options on the experiences. So you can win a pit view where you get to watch qualifications from the pits, and you are right there in the midst of everything.
It's really cool.
It's very cool. You also get, I think the pit view also get the picture.
No.
Or it's two separate things.
It's two separate things, but with Will, because he's sponsored by Verizon, it was the Verizon pit box. So that's where they did the P1. But typically P1 is in Victory Circle.
Gotcha. And so, yeah, so you can win a photo with whoever wins the pole.
Yeah.
You can win a photo with whoever wins the race. You can win two-seater rides. You can win hot laps.
Whew.
You can win a fast pass in the autograph line, which is my favorite thing.
Yeah, you are really big on that.
I am. I hate to wait in line. And it makes me feel good to be like, I don't have to wait. Suckers!
This is, I'm VIP!
Yeah, like, I hate waiting in line. It is a big thing for me.
It is.
Yeah, I loathe it.
And what was fun this weekend is we got to actually do a lot of those. And they also have auxiliary things.
Like, we got to go on an AMR safety crew tour. And so they showed us the inside of their transporter.
Which was amazing.
It was.
And air-conditioned.
And air-conditioned. And they kind of went through what they did, what they do, and all of that. They
showed us all the different tools that they use and, like, their trucks that you see. So that was fun.
That was very cool.
I know that they had race control tour, IndyCar radio tour, tech. They didn't have tech this weekend, but they've done it where, you know, you can go into the IndyCar tech trailer and they'll talk to you about, you know, one of the topics, and it's just, like, you just learn so much.
You really
cool
do.
Cool info.
And the race control tour is awesome because there's so many screens, and it's like...
Mission control.
It is. It's like mission control.
Which
it is.
It is. It's mission control for IndyCar.
And they're all so nice and answer your questions. Like, they'll tell you about everything, and they give you an opportunity to ask questions, and, like, it's just, love having fans there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you go in and you can't talk to anybody or anything like that. I love that. And we actually got to do hot lap rides.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine was driven by Larry Foyt, which was super fucking cool.
I did not have Larry, and I think all members of the podcast listeners went, oh, thank God.
Yeah, she would have gotten in the car and he'd have been like, hi, how's it going? And she would say, your rosé is bad, and you should feel bad.
It would have been a hot lap lecture, and at one point he would have just pulled the car over, I feel like. Be like, well, you can walk. guess who's driving this car, though?
That would be hilarious, actually.
I mean, I get it if it would have happened.
I mean, yeah.
I'd be like... Yeah, but oh my God.
I'll tell you, he really punched it too.
Though, yeah.
I didn't look at the speedometer. I couldn't. I didn't look, but it felt like it was at least 140. I'll say that.
You hit the turns and you're like, wait a minute.
There was only one moment, and it was in turn three, where I thought, if we hit the wall, I'm 100% dead.
Yep.
And then I was like, worth it though.
But it's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah, and it's in like a...
We squealed the tires on every turn.
Oh, yeah, that's the favorite part. You're like, squeal. You're like, oh, God, that's my car.
Yeah, I was so into it. That was awesome.
Oh, wow. Like, the heart in the throat. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whew. That was really, really cool.
It was cool. And I just chit-chatted with him about his season and his drivers.
I could not speak. I was too excited.
I mean, the first lap, it was a little, like, there was a lot of just quiet, because I was like, this is cool, and I want to remember every second. And then, like, the second lap, we passed the start-finish line, and I was like, so Matt Lace seems like a really good kid. That's how I opened. So Matt Lace seems like a really good kid. Because you know me.
I know.
Always running for mayor.
I know.
I'm just going to talk to you like we're friends. And eventually, it won't seem weird that I just come up to you and have these conversations.
I mean, that's why Simon knows us now.
Exactly. Just let it happen. Just as every cat I've ever owned has learned, just let the love happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, Matt Lace seems like a really good kid. He is a good kid. I sometimes forget that he's 19, and I was like, yeah. It's like, he definitely doesn't seem like he's 19. And I go, well, I mean, he looks like he's 12, but it's like, personality-wise, he does not seem like he's 19. And then we laughed about how the drivers just keep getting younger, and we keep getting older, and
well,
it looks like a bunch of children in cars.
It does, sometimes.
So we shared that. We shared a little moment.
Well, there you go.
Then we talked about how everybody loves Tony Kanaan.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Because everybody does.
Because everybody loved TK.
But yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, going around that fast was awesome. But yeah, you always are going to have a driver that's fun too.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing, is that it's always somebody who has a racing license to drive that fast.
Yeah, like, because they're just not letting anybody drive those cars.
No. Oh, and I won Daughter of the Year this week.
Oh, that's right.
Because I got a selfie with Ari Jr. My mom is obsessed with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. She watches every season. I attempted to watch the season with Ari.
I know.
But yeah, but he was giving two-seater rides. And we saw him earlier when he's going to the porta potty. And I was like, well, I'm not going to cast him for a selfie after the porta potty, because also he has not washed his hands.
Like, no, I'm going to need this.
Yeah, I was like,
let's start that rumor. Ari Lindyke Jr. doesn't wash his hands after he pees.
I mean, there. I was in those porta potties. There is not anywhere to wash.
No, I know. I know.
But I'm not saying he doesn't ever. I'm saying that particular time, no washing pants.
No, I'm not coming to you.
So I grabbed him after the two-seater rides, and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? I was like, my mom loves The Bachelor. And he goes, everybody keeps telling me that their mom loves The Bachelor and that their mom loves me. He was like, do you watch The Bachelor? And I was like, no.
No.
I go, I did watch the season that you were on. And I was like, but no, it's not for me.
No, this selfie's for my mom. I feel like that's a better reason to take a selfie than, oh, it's for your mom? Okay.
Right?
Like, everybody knows you gotta please mom.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, even if, like, if somebody was hesitant, I would say it's for my mom to talk them into doing it.
Yeah, I'd drop that.
Yeah.
100%.
It was for my mom.
But my mom wants this. Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I got a selfie with Ari.
And then we had to go do our autograph session.
Yes, which we got to talk to Laura with the AMR medical team.
Who was amazing.
Yes, she's a registered nurse, actually, in Indianapolis. It's her home base. So they travel around to a lot of the different races, and she went through, like, how many safety team members they have at each type of race. And so, yeah, so that was very fun.
That was. Of course, we always appreciate AMR safety.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah.
Well, let's move on to the race.
Let's do it. So, we kind of mentioned, like, the first practice session was weird. It's just weird.
It was.
They'd start and stop and started and stopped and... Whoa, buddy. So...
Easy, killer.
Easy, but the... And then quals got washed out. And then it was the night practice where Rossi was fastest.
He was.
Very excited to see that.
I bet.
But, I don't know. It was nice to see him do about an hour and a half, because I bet, you know, they could do a lot of race sims with what the teams are running.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, since they got placed in by points, it was nice that they got such an extended practice.
That was good of IndyCar to do that. I'm sure that was well appreciated up and down the paddock.
Yeah. Sure it was. Still hard though, because the temperature was so much different than it was on race day.
Oh my god. Wildly different.
Wildly.
Like, we went
20 degrees difference.
Easily. Friday night, great night to like hang out, camp, sleep in tents. Saturday, not so much.
No. No, Saturday was hot as hell. It was like 92 or 93, heat index of 105.
Humid all.
Humid. Ugh. It was torture.
It was.
I was so uncomfortable when I went to bed last night. I was like, and I thankfully I fell asleep because I was just tired. But there was a moment that I was like, if I can't fall asleep, I'm just going to take a super light blanket and a pillow, and I'm going to go sleep in this infinity chair, this zero-G chair. Because at least there's a breeze out there.
There's a breeze out there. I know.
There was no airflow in the tent.
No.
Even with everything wide open.
Yeah, no.
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 But they also don't ever turn off the track lights there.
No. And I don't, because they turn ours, like ours, some of ours turn off. Like, because I know when we go do the Georgetown walk, like the bigger track lights, a lot of them are off.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I don't know why you would leave all the track lights on all night. I don't know. It was just bright as hell in our tent, too. Like, I could have read a book without any assistance.
Yeah, it was very bright. That was my dad.
That was your dad.
The dog's at my house. I mean, I'm going back to their house at 4, so I don't know why the dog's at my house. Anyway.
So that you can bring her back over.
Why don't we just keep her? All right. Anyway. Back to that island.
But yeah, but the race was awesome. I will say that. I don't think we're going to camp next year.
No.
Because it was super hot, and there were a lot of fucking bugs. Definitely bring bug spray. Even if you're not camping,
and
bring bug spray.
We had bug spray, and I felt like it was 95% effective. Or, I'm sorry, ineffective.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently there's a landfill nearby, so that was part of it.
See, I felt like the bug spray was effective, but I really layered it on.
I get bitten anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Definitely be doing the hotel next year, but... But the race, under the lights,
at
night, being able to see the whole track.
Yeah.
That was cool as shit.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was definitely, and that, hands down, the best part of the weekend was the race, which is awesome.
There's just something almost unworldly about watching IndyCar's race at night under their lights. Just the way that everything, kind of, the shadows that it casts. You know, the cars themselves don't have headlights, so everything is still very bright, but it's like this sheen to it, and like all the crew members have their headlights on their helmets, which killed me.
That was my favorite part, was the headlights. Once you pointed out the headlights on the safety team's helmets, I was like, oh, I'm fucking done.
Right, because sometimes it looked like they were just messing with each other.
Right.
And I was like, oh boy, this is happening.
That was, just awesome.
Yeah. But it was a good race. There was, there wasn't, I don't know the number of passes. I don't feel like there was as much this time as they were last time, but people made moves.
Yes.
It was a very strategic race.
It was.
Like, really, like, as far as fuel savings, and when did you save fuel, and when did you not, and trying to go from a 3 to a 4 stop, and...
Absolutely.
Well, because of the early caution that really, like, if people could maybe, all right, well, we're going to do a...
Please reported ahead.
Thank you, Grace. A 3-stop and not a 4-stop.
Yeah, definitely. And then people were on a fuel saving, and then at some point, everybody except for Rossi abandoned the fuel saving and ended up coming in for a splash.
Yeah.
But again, Rossi...
just did fuel saving mode
and still podium.
Yeah, because...
Rossi.
Because Rossi thinks...
Simon Pagenaud was doing...
Oh, Simon.
I mean,
it was a weird race for him.
It was a weird race for him. He ended up finishing very well. I mean, he came in 4th. He almost podiumed.
Yeah.
But he should have podiumed. In fact, he could have won because... And he was unhappy with their strategy. He came to the radio and said, every time you tell me to save fuel, this fucking shit happens.
Yep. And I think he just abandoned it himself at one point.
Yeah. Well, no, because they came over and said, you know, we're not doing fuel saving. And he was like, no, we're not.
Nope.
He hadn't been doing fuel saving. Like, he was like, well, that decision was made 5 laps ago.
Yeah, have you guys watched the same race that I'm in?
Yeah. You must not be paying attention to my numbers.
Yeah.
So, he made some moves and got some spots back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
He was unhappy.
As soon as he was released or whatever, like, you could tell, it was like somebody turned the wick up.
Yeah.
He just was like, choo, I'm going to make some moves.
That's where I love Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a two-seater ride with Simon.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
And I would feel very safe with him driving.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was a good race for him.
As far as him
making moves, like, he made a lot of moves and passes. It was a great race for Zach Veach as well. He came in fifth.
Zach Veach, I tell you what, I called it last time. This is the time to watch Veach.
I mean, he is really coming into his own. Came in fifth. Our winner, though, was Will Power.
Well, and actually, the top three in point standings going into this race, I believe, were the top three.
Are the podium. And it's Will Power, Alexander Rossi, and Scott Dixon came in third.
Yeah.
Will Power had such an amazing lead by the end of that nobody was catching him. Somehow he got the fuck away from everybody else. All of a sudden I was like, what the hell? And he was just moving through traffic with no problems.
Yeah.
Just skating through.
He figured out how to make passes. It was insane.
Yeah, like, he had no issues getting through traffic. That was, he drove a hell of a great race.
Oh, yeah,
it was
a fantastic race.
Because Dixon had the lead for a minute.
For a minute, but then I think once Will took it, he was like, all right, I'm out.
I mean, yeah, he was like, he had an aleogastric deficit.
You're not getting it back.
Yeah, like, I have to get a ridiculous amount of space between the two of us.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to fight him the entire night.
I don't want to fight Dixon, okay? Nobody wants to.
Yeah. Right? I have a baby. I'm not getting any sleep. Scott's girls are in school.
This isn't fair.
He can party again. That's how much sleep he's getting. Don't have it in me to fight him this whole race. So that runs out our top five. So Power, Rossi, Dixon, Pagano, Beach, and then the rest of our top 10. Spencer Piggott came in sixth.
Not bad for Piggott.
Actually, yeah. That's a pretty good finish.
Yeah.
Seventh, Joseph Newgarden. Expected better things from him.
Yeah,
really did. Eighth, Ed Jones, who really looked like he was going to podium.
Yeah, he had a great strong. Like, the first half of that race was real good.
Yeah, it was very strong. And then 9th was Chuka Masato, and 10th, Graham Rahal. So, interesting. Sato was my drop this week, because he's inconsistent.
Rahal was my drop this week.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I feel like the drops are the least important.
Yeah.
Sorry, in-locks, drops, and sleepers.
Watch out, object on road ahead.
And then the rest of our contenders, Pietro Fittipaldi came in 11th. Ed Carpenter came in 12th. Expected better things from him.
Yeah, this is the end of Ed's season, and I'm not going to lie to you.
It's not been a great season for Ed.
Aside from the 500. I don't know. There's the rumors that he might just go part-time and have two full-time drivers. I don't know.
I think that's what he should do at this point.
I think that makes more sense, like, from a business standpoint.
It certainly does.
So, we'll see.
But, yeah. 13th, Tony Kanaan. 14th, Marco Andretti. 15th, James Hinchcliffe. 16th, Mateus Laist. 17th, Max Chilton. 18th, Gabby Chavez. 19th, Charlie Kimball. 20th, Ryan Hunter Ray, because he was out. He lost power in his car.
Yep. There was something weird. He had fuel, but also the fuel pressure, and he just
he had fuel, but no fuel pressure, and yeah. So he was not happy, and they were not happy, because he was running a really good race. He was in contention to podium as well.
He was.
Possibly win. So that was disappointing. And then
boy.
Last place was Sebastian Bourdais.
Who didn't finish the damn lap, I believe.
No, lap one. And did he just lose it and kiss the wall?
It looked like he was kind of in pack and he just got loose and got up out of it.
Yeah, and so his car got towed back and he was on the radio and he said, are we gonna, you know, replace the front wing and do this and try and get back out there? Well, since we're still on yellow. And they were like, no, we're just gonna scrap it.
Yeah.
And there was a pause. He goes, God damn it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
That's on me. Sorry. I was like, that's just such a real visceral, God damn it. Sorry, guys. Which is unfortunate because he's always a strong driver. Like, when something like that happens, it's unusual for him.
It is.
Yeah. And he typically, unless something like that happens,
shoulder ahead.
He'd be a solid bet for a top 10 finish.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think with him, it's usually not like that.
No. So, definitely disappointing day for that team.
Yeah.
Didn't even get out one lap. We should start adding in a bet on when the first yellow is going to be, because the last couple of races, it's been lap one.
Yeah.
Get your shit together, IndyCar.
Whoa, guys, maybe we need to, like, think about what you're going to do for the star.
Do we need to retrain? Although, I will say this. So they did the three wide thing again last night.
Which, I don't remember. I remember them doing the three wide, but I guess I didn't watch the kerfluffle of them trying to get back in order. But God in heaven, it was like people were chucking and jiving all over the place.
It was anarchy. Like, the three wide was cool, but then when they went back to the two wide, they went two wide, or did they go single file after the three wide?
I think they probably did a lap of two-ish and then to one.
And then they went...
No, because they always start two wide.
Yeah. But then, James Hinchcliffe, did his own lap, and so then he had to get in because he was, starting mid-pack.
Yeah.
So, in the midst of them going from three to two, there were just cars moving all over the place.
People are going up high, down low, and I was just like, I'm done.
Cars everywhere, and James is trying to skirt through all of this to get to his spot. I was like...
What's happening?
God in heaven. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a yellow before we even get to the true parade lap.
Yeah.
I can't believe everybody made it out of that unscathed. I know they're professional drivers, but honestly.
Oh, my God. But, all in all, good race.
It was a great
race. All in all, good, good race.
Oh, it was a great race.
I think you had a bit of everything. They were two or three wide at a few times. There was, they were going fast. You had good pit stops. You had, strategy as far as fueling is concerned.
Yeah. No, I think it was great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a good race.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of action.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really glad I went.
See? I told you last time. A lot of fun.
I know. Well, I've been excited about it. And the race did not disappoint in the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So, if you want to see what we did all weekend, make sure you check out our social media. So you can find links to everything at our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page, a Twitter, an Instagram, and you can go back through and see what we did all weekend.
Yeah, it's all up there.
So, and then also on our website is where you can subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on any podcast app that you might have, but you can go straight to the website. You can even listen from there.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out.
We make it easy, and feel free to leave a review. It's so easy. Or send a link to your family or whatnot. Share us.
Yeah, share us with your friends and family, because the more people we get to listen, the more cool things we get to do.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of a direct correlation.
It is. So. All right. Well, next up, we have the Grand Prix of Port.
Did the points from our picks?
Oh, no, I skipped that.
You did.
I totally did. Okay, so I picked Dixon for first. He podiumed. I got a half point.
You got the podium pop.
Picked Simon for top five. I get a point for that.
Yep.
I picked Newgarden for top 10. I get a point for that.
Did
I did
really,
really well.
Not the first out. That's the one thing you didn't get.
I did not.
No. Oh, we didn't pick first out, so
we
that's
did.
why.
We felt it was in poor taste last week.
That's true. You know, sometimes we...
Yeah.
We actually do have morals and scruples.
I would not have picked Bourget, though.
No, not at all.
No. So neither one of us would have gotten
Yeah, let's
that.
Be real. Neither yeah. one of us.
I would not have picked Bourget as much, though.
I did Rossi, and he podiumed, so I got the podium point. And I got 1 point for Simon, and no points for Ed.
I really thought it would be top 10.
I did, too. And again, I'm very... it's kind of a... it's not been the greatest.
I know.
Not been the greatest season. All right.
All right, on to the Grand Prix
now
of Portland.
Yay! This is going to be so much fun.
So the track is the Portland International Raceway.
Yes.
It is a 12-turn permanent road course in Portland. Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Built on the site of Vanport, Oregon, which was destroyed by a flood.
So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
It's really close to the river, so.
Oh, gotcha, yeah, right like in that floodplain area.
Yeah, and like, I guess with the flooding, Illinois, you're supposed to pull over if you're not going fast. Left lane rule here. There was a dam that broke, so obviously the town was destroyed. Portland kind of just slowly came over, and it became, this was their racetrack.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so a lap there is about 1.97 miles. And so for the Grand Prix of Portland, they do about 200 miles, so it's 102 laps, so it works out that way.
All right.
Math is solid, I believe. This was primarily, its history is chip and kart, and it was that from 1984, which is a great year.
It is.
Great year, to 2007. So this is, not only is, like, IndyCar returning, but this is the first IndyCar race here, under the unified banner.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It is gonna be a lot of fun, and we get to be there. I love an inaugural year.
I do too.
Yeah, this is gonna be cool.
Yeah.
So as far as records go, the most wins there is Michael Andretti.
Mm-hmm.
So I could bet that the Andretti team has a little bit of a leg up.
Well, you would think.
You would think.
You would think.
The team with the most wins is Newman Haas.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest lap was in 2006, and it was Willpower, 119.310.
These are some, like... good, solid names. The fastest qualifying lap in 05 with Justin Wilson with 122.756 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fastest race, Sebastian Bourdais in 2007, 1 hour, 45 minutes, and 42 seconds.
So it's going to be a good race.
It's going to be a good race.
All right.
Not very long, either.
No, it's not slated to be that long of a race.
Yeah.
Which is good for me because I looked at my flight and went, oh, no, you have to leave early.
Yes.
Yeah.
We both do.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
I think we got to make our choices.
I think so.
All right. Who do you think for first?
You know... I think I'm going to pick Willpower.
Okay.
Because he's had a solid year, and he has raced there before, and he's also an extremely adaptable driver.
I would agree.
I'm going to say Willpower. How about you?
I kind of just feel like I have to go with the theme for the rest of the year.
Rossi?
Yeah. Also, he's very close in points. It's a road course. He does well everywhere. I don't know why I'm like, it's a road course. He does well on road courses, but...
He does do well everywhere.
He does well. And they get that 2 day of practice and, like, testing. So, he's going to put on a strong showing, barring any weird circumstances.
I agree. I think he will definitely podium.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm at least going to get a podium, though.
Yeah, definitely. All right, top five.
I got mine, if you...
Yeah, you go... Who you got?
I'm going to pick Bourdais. I think, you know, Bourdais is somebody who has experience at this track. I think he's going to be like, I got to, like, win one for my guys... type deal, and he does fine on, he does very well on the permanent road, or on road courses.
He does do well on road courses.
So, I'm thinking a top five for him.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Top five, I'm gonna go with Scotty D.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm picking Dixon for that one.
Okay.
Top 10, I'm going to say Simon Pagenaud.
I get that.
What about you?
I am going to pick Veach.
Ooh,
I'm
going
to go a little all in on Veach here. I mean, it's a top 10. That's, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick Veach for top 10.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I like it. All right, first out.
Jordan King.
Is it Pietro or is it ZCD this weekend?
I believe it's Pietro.
I'm picking Pietro.
Alrighty.
Alright. Well, what are you excited about?
Well, it's an inaugural, and you know, we've... That's a fucking BART. That's weird. Sorry. We're passing a BART train piece.
Interesting.
You know, inaugurals are just fun, having been to the inaugural at Gateway, so I think there's an added excitement, which I'm very here for. Also, having visited that part and the nature of the land there, I think it's going to cause for some good racing. It's also just going to be a beautiful backdrop. And we're getting close to the championship, so the fight up top is getting a lot closer. So I think we're just going to have some good racing all weekend.
I think we are, too. And I think that it's a track that they haven't been to, but they all are going to get lots of testing time.
Yeah.
So
that's Thursday. They have two, like, 90-minute or two-hour blocks of testing.
Yeah, and it's open testing for everybody, so every single team is going to get to participate. Every single driver is going to get to participate.
It's going to be good.
So they're going to have a lot of time on track, and we have the ladder series that's going to be there as well.
Yeah, because the ladder series, this is their final race.
That's their finale.
Yeah, so
we're going to find out who the champions are in all those series, which is very exciting. So, yeah, and like you, the backdrop, I've never been to the Pacific Northwest.
Love it.
So I'm super excited about that.
It's like a less humid southern Indiana.
Yeah.
But with more mountains.
I'm into it. I'm 100% into it.
It's a weird way to describe the Pacific Northwest.
Unless you're from Indiana.
And then you get it. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yep. And I'm excited. Since we're flying out, we're not camping. So we're going to get a shower every day.
The little things that make us happy about showers.
Yeah.
And beds.
Because I don't do campsite showers.
Well, there weren't any this time.
There were not any this time, but it wouldn't matter because I don't trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not my thing. Well, all right. So, on to the drinking game.
Which, here are some. We put out on our Facebook earlier, hey, let us know.
Yep. So, make thoughts. Sure you check out our Facebook and make suggestions. So, right now, we've got anytime the Keep Portland Weird is shown during the pre-race.
So, if you're watching the broadcast, they're going to show that sign a few times.
So, if you see the sign, it says Keep Portland Weird. Take a drink. Anytime Portlandia is mentioned.
And I feel like it's going to be mentioned maybe a lot on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of Portlandia gifts.
I mean, we're taking over Indy Carnation's Twitter, and it's going to be Portlandia gifts.
Yes, the entire time.
You can either get on it or get off of it, but that's what's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, again, they're letting us do stuff.
They're letting us do stuff next weekend.
Yep.
And then, in person, the blue flags.
Yes. Did I not put the pass in there? Damn it, did I delete it?
Yep.
There was a pass, the Zanardi. No, that's Laguna. Never mind. I got my races flipped.
All right.
It's been a long weekend, and I'm hot.
It has been a long weekend.
Yeah, never mind. That's why I didn't put it there.
All right. Well, make sure to follow our social media this week. Like Molly said, we are taking over Indy Carnation.
Yep.
Next weekend, so make sure that you check them out as well, at Indy Carnation on Twitter. And we'll be doing stuff on Facebook,
Instagram.
So it'll be a good weekend.
Yeah. I promise to flood our Instagram with pictures of Seattle.
Yep.
All right. We should white flag it.
We should white flag this.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm giddy for another fun weekend.
Yeah, same here. I gotta go home, shower, and have a family thing.
Well, you enjoy that. I get to go home, and I'm probably gonna order pizza.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, it's a rough life I lead.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, thanks for listening.
Bye.